it up today. So I hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a super busy weekend. Had a show at the Mansion Friday night. Super great show. Death Club came and played, as well as Altar of the Fuzz. Arachnia was there, and it was a great show. Like, things went amazing. All the bands did great. And then we had a show Saturday night at Daft. It was a charity fundraiser for Threads for Hope. And, you know, raising money for those people in our community who can't clothe themselves as well as we need to in these areas, especially during the winter time. So we were able to raise some money for them, have some fun doing it. So shout out to Riff Mountain for helping set that up. Black Throne Productions, Fuzzed and Buzzed, Ironclad, Totem Clothing, Lucky Dog, Distorted Visions, Ert Guitars, Daft Brewing. Like, honestly, the list goes on and on. So many people donated time and money and goods to this cause. So thank you guys so, so much. It was a great time. There was a Verona Florist, Cavernous, and Arachnia played. Verona Florist was making the return to Kingston. Two of the members went to Queens and played in a band called Jimbo. I don't know if you remember them, but they used to play around town quite often years ago. So it was fun to get them back in town and playing again under a bit more doomier of a moniker. So it was a great time, great fun. And again, one person I forgot in earlier, shout out to Mac for being our connection to Threads for Hope and helping us put this together. It was amazing. I can't wait to do it again. It was honestly one of the funnest nights of the year so far that I've had in Kingston, so let's get it done again. And speaking of fundraisers and stuff, we are still doing our funding drive. We are just over 50% of the way to our goal with 1 month left, so if you've already donated, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you can donate, that would be amazing. I will appreciate it. And even if you can just support us by listening, honestly, I appreciate that too, because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for people like you listening. So thank you. And yeah, I think it's about time to move on to some music. You guys have heard me blab on enough. So we're going to hear a new album that just dropped Friday. Excuse me. We've listened to a few singles so far on the show, but we're going to get the album in its entirety now, and it is Diabolic Formation by the Pale Horse Ritual. And I've been pretty stoked for this album. There's a album release party that happened that I wish I could have went to, but I could not make it. But now we're going to listen to it and take it all in now. So this is Pale Horse Ritual. We're going to hear the album from beginning to end, take it in its full form. So first track is called Deflowered. Second track is called Wickedness. Third, Holy Lies. Then we're into Save You. Then Bloody Demon, DED, and a fitting track title for the last track of an album, A Beautiful End. And then we'll be back and we'll have a little bit more music, and then the show will be over. So here's some Pale Horse Ritual with their new album, Diabolic Formation, on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Never go away. Thank you.
Oh, hell yeah. I love me some Pale Horse Ritual. Cannot wait to see them. They are playing New Year's Eve at the Bovine. So if you liked what you heard, give them a follow on Instagram. Give them a follow on Bandcamp. You know, listen to their stuff there. And yeah, that was Diabolic Formation by Pale Horse Ritual. So hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know what you think. I love hearing what you guys think about the tunes I'm playing. So hit me up on Instagram. It's just MapleForge1019. And let me know what you think. Give me your comments, queries, questions, concerns. You know, I'm here to give you guys the music, so I want to know what you're thinking. And Pale Horse Ritual, I'll get to see these guys New Year's Eve. They're playing the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto for what I expect to be an amazing New Year's show. So I'm taking the trip up, spending New Year's in Toronto and taking in this show. They're playing with Astral Witch out of Hamilton, and then Dope Throne is making the trek all the way to Montreal, all the way from Montreal to Toronto to grace us with their presence. It's always a great time when Dope Throne's around. They are great to watch and fun group of human beings. So I figured let's end the show with some Dope Throne here. So we're going to finish off the show with Riff Dealer and Wizard Sleeve. So again, shout out to everybody who came out to the fundraiser on Saturday night. I appreciate everybody that was part of it, that came out and supported. So let's do it again next year, guys. What do you think? Let me know. That's the show for tonight. We're going to end it off with Dope Throne. Here's Riff Dealer and then Wizard Sleeve on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. No sane person would deliberately expose himself to its venom. No intelligent person would venture within striking distance of its fangs. Yet today, young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and this is a very special crossover episode.
This is big.
This is big.
This is huge.
It's huge. Yeah, this is a crossover episode with Punk is Dead, with my good friend Sam.
I am Sam, and this is probably the... This is probably the two biggest shows on the air, is what I've been told. We each have about a billion listeners each week.
Exactly. People are flocking to hear what we have to say and our music. So I'm excited. It's a good show. What do you think?
It's going to be hot takes, hot tracks.
Hot trash.
Hot trash. Yeah.
No, I would say, you know, we have a polka song.
Polka's
like
not
that.
Dead.
Polka
that's gonna,
is, polka will never die.
I'm going to switch my show to be Polka's Dead.
Yeah, but yeah, so Sam's show airs Mondays at 10, which I think this is going to be airing.
Probably, because I have to lock in after this.
So this is both of our episodes for
so
this week.
So this is Monday at 10 and also Thursday at 9.
And also Thursday at 9. So it's so nice, you had to listen to it twice.
If this is Monday, listen on Thursday.
Exactly. There'll be an Easter egg that you'll only understand on Thursday. But yeah, beginning of December... We got a Christmas song in here.
Oh, yeah.
We're
mighty festive
good.
Today.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're kind of just going with what we know best. Obviously, Sam with Punk is Dead. We got a bunch of punk tracks. We got some New York hardcore. What else do we have? We got some propaganda.
We got a bad British punk band impression.
I like that. That's the
Christmas song.
That's the